All right. Another one of these. How's it all going? As you know, the fucking world is on fire. Everything's going to shit. There's a global pandemic going on. One of the biggest countries in the world is on fire. No one seems to be able to get shit sorted. Australia is now officially in a recession. And my employment contract ends this week. So everything's going fucking great. Yeah, it's real good. So I did an episode last week. I was planning on doing like a part two just to finish off the things I had. And then shit over in the States got even worse. And it just, from then on, it just felt like nothing else has really mattered anymore. Like, I just don't give a fucking shit about most things happening. I can't focus on work because I'm just thinking about what's happening over there. There's one news article here I can see, which is everything you need to know about Big Brother Australia on 7. I don't give a fuck, Media Week. There are more important things going on right now. No one gives a shit about Big Brother. At least I don't fucking do. That's the last thing I want to hear about right now. What about, there were protests this weekend. Black Lives Matters ones around the capital cities here. Mostly against Aboriginal deaths in custody. I turned up to the Melbourne one. I didn't stick around. I just dropped off some, like, bottled water and some chips to help people out. Because, yeah, I want to help, but I don't want to stand around in the fucking CBD for 3 hours. So I just did what I could. Let's just get into things here. Not everything here is from pocket. This is going to be a quick episode, the way things always should have been. A taskbar. The top part of Google Chrome is not fucking clapped out with tabs. So we'll get through this in no time. Here's something fresh off the presses. I don't know if you've heard, but as part of everything going on here, there have been prison riots around Sydney. So this one from The Guardian. Long Bay prisoners spell out BLM after guards use tear gas to break up fight. So I quickly read over some things here. There seems to be a response to the whole Black Lives Matter movement. I thought there was maybe a COVID-19 element to this, since prisons are a real hotbed for that shit. Apparently not. Just remember The Guardian. You gotta register for articles for them. I don't know if you can just read them through incognito tabs. I'm not sure. Who cares? Nothing matters. Here's one that I got from the Daily Dot. This was last week, but still kind of interesting. Video shows woman attempting to stab protesters whilst using motorized wheelchair. So this is about this woman called Jennifer. If you know about how they were looting the Target there in Minneapolis, because, you know, pretty much fuck Target. Apparently the head office is based there, and that specific Target store had a history of vilifying black people through their anti-shrinkage measures, and no one planned to loot the Target. You go protest, the police come and instigate violence, and then you fight back. And because you get sick of all the shit that they've been through, you go fuck up the Target, because when you're in the middle of things, nothing matters anymore. And then when you realize that nothing matters anymore, and you see all this shit on shelves just sitting there, you go, fuck, I need trousers. And you grab a bunch. But, yeah, so this is a fucking weird one. That some woman in a motorized wheelchair had a knife and was getting around the Target trying to stab people, apparently. She got sprayed with, like, a fucking fire extinguisher. Some people punched her in the head, because fair enough. And then, some, like, right-wing people were interviewing her afterwards, where she could make out that she was the victim. You know, I'd kind of say that if you're in a wheelchair and shit like that goes down, that you'd be trying to get out of there. And I wouldn't be surprised if if you're in a wheelchair and you're just trying to get out of the middle of things, that the protesters would be quite accommodating. And it's only when you start going at them with a knife that they fight back. But yeah, typical, you know, this woman is apparently called Jennifer, and it's still very Jennifer behavior, isn't it? To try and make yourself out as the victim after all this. There was other video going around that she could actually walk, and there's been some disputes about her age, because let's just get this straight up. This woman looks like fucking shit. That some think that she's like 60 or so. Some reports that she's only 30. She's got one of those fucked up ugly faces where you just can't tell. Here's another one from Vox, the paragon of liberal centrism. Feds flew an unarmed predator drone over Minneapolis protest to provide situational awareness. The weirdest thing with this is that it was initially flying over the Canadian border. Why the fuck would anyone that lives in Canada want to illegally immigrate down to the States? But here's the one highlight I've got from this. The unmanned aircraft system provides live video feed to ground law enforcement, giving them situational awareness, maximizing public safety, while minimizing the threat to personnel and assets. That's what they're worried about. They're worried about themselves getting hurt. This is the same sort of drone that they use in the military. So, I mean, if it's not already apparent that the US government doesn't give a shit and are willing to turn their own military resources on their own people, then you're impossible. No one's going to get through to you. So that's what's going on over there. Here's a bit of a lighter piece from the Hard Times, titled, "Can you violate the Geneva Conventions in Halo 3, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Pac-Man?" This is actually a pretty interesting read, because even though, yeah, it's a joke, the whole hook of it, you know, can you do this very serious thing in these quite facetious games? But it actually educates you on the Geneva Convention, war crimes, how they work, and pretty much how the US is allowed to get away with it. Like, this is how the article fucking opens. South Korea, 1950. U.S. soldiers kill an undetermined amount of refugees on a railroad bridge southeast of Seoul. Rather than becoming a grotesque stain on America's record, the horrific event, known as the No-Gun Re-Massacre, is simply a footnote in the infinite jest-sized book of atrocities committed regularly. Perhaps that's why it doesn't even register when we so readily carry out war crimes in video games. That's why we're here. It's time to wake up and find out what other war crimes we have normalized in our favorite games. So, it seems like the Hard Times is doing an interesting thing where they collaborate with gimmick Twitter accounts to do longer form posts. Because this one, it's like this: the Twitter account Violate Geneva that just tweets out all this thing about what you can do in video games. They've been given a whole article, and so has like the Gamer President Twitter guy that I've seen. Because it highlights a couple of things here, like when talking about Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Many countries, including the US, have gotten around, this is the controversy of using white phosphorus as a chemical weapon. They've gotten around this by claiming that white phosphorus's primary effect is to cloak troops, and the harm it presents to humans is merely an undesired secondary effect. So, if you're just trying to look after your own troops in a way that incidentally kills a bunch of people, then that's all right. That no, we weren't shooting those people to kill them. We were shooting them to save our own troops. Here's one talking about Horizon Zero Dawn, because you throw a rock at a giant machine in that game. It says, take Benjamin Netanyahu, for instance, who claims that a child who throws a rock at a tank is a terrorist. If we apply that same logic to Horizon Zero Dawn, we can classify a young Aloy as a terrorist in the game's opening scenes as she throws a rock at a killer robot dinosaur 15 times her size. Sorry, we don't make the rules. Take this one up with Ben. So, yeah, there you go. If you throw rocks at tanks, you're a terrorist. Here's another one talking about Virtua Cop 2, which I think was like one of those old school arcade games. You can violate Declaration 4, 3 of the Hague Conventions, prohibits form-changing bullets such as hollow point bullets, which are commonly used by the police in Virtua Cop 2. So again, that's an interesting point. you couldn't use hollow point shells in a war, so in another country, but you can use them on your own people. Same deal with tear gas and just chemical warfare in general. That you're not allowed to use chemical weapons in war, but tear gas, which is regarded as a chemical weapon, it gets used, you know, by the fucking police all the time, doesn't it? It's happening right now. So that is the esteem in which American police holds its people. You already know this. Here's just another quick one from Deadline. Louisville TV reporter shot by police during live broadcast covering street protests. This has happened a lot now, so unfortunately this isn't actually all that remarkable. In the middle of a report, Caitlin Rust, who was like the whitest motherfucker you've ever seen, journalist at Wave 3, was live on the air when a man wearing a mask and vest that said police began firing at her and a colleague. I believe this was just like rubber bullets or some shit. There was a CNN guy who got arrested live on air. It's a... shit's... fuck. Wrong button. Shit's fucked. Alright. The interruption was just my girlfriend coming home and me fucking around with accidentally pressing the wrong buttons. Alright, now into the non-pocket articles I've got, so this shit could get messy. From NPR, it says here that Trump orders National Guard to pull out of Washington. The fucking feature image they've got for this is people in the DEA shaking hands with a protester, which, you know, I'm sick of seeing fucking shit like that. That the police are not your friend. There's no point trying to reconcile with them. If you've seen all the shit that's gone on recently, there's no point trying to build up any goodwill with them. I've seen a lot of shit like that. Like, there's photos where it's like, oh, photos the media won't show you of the protesters, like, helping out police or being nice to other people or whatever else. These protests don't need to justify themselves to me. The people are fucking angry. They're pissed off. And I don't need to see anything that humanizes the protesters and shows that they're actually good people. Because I understand that the cause that they're protesting for is valid. I fucking hate the use of that word most of the time as well. And it needs no justification. So the biggest hook of this is, who cares what Trump says? He's a fucking liar and he'd do anything to keep up appearances. More the hook of it is that since he says that they'll be pulling out, if they do, that apparently there's about 5,000, what do you fucking would call them, like members of the National Guard, you know, scum-ass motherfuckers out there, and they're going to be pulling out of D.C., because he said everything's fine there, they don't need them, so, yeah, his word is law, they'll be out of there, so fuck them. Another one now from the New Daily. New South Wales Police defends pepper spraying Sydney anti-racism protesters. So even though the one in Melbourne went off without a hitch and was pretty boring, there was an altercation after the Sydney demonstration at like Central Station. That classic fucking thing where a can and a water bottle get thrown at police officers. So they decide the appropriate response is to start burning people's fucking eyes out with pepper spray. These are the police, who are also there in a massive group, armed to the fucking teeth, and are wearing all this intense clothing, and they think it's perfectly fine to start spraying capsicum spray in people's fucking eyes, because one of them had a little can thrown at them. Turns out that one of the women that got pepper sprayed has crutches and a disability. But of course, look, I'm just looking at a fucking picture now. Of course, they go for the easy targets. This picture I just mentioned, this is the fucking Sydney police. They've got guns on them. So what's the fucking problem? This seems to be the woman they pepper sprayed shouting at them. They're holding her up because she needs the crutches that she can't walk otherwise. Fucking big man here with his vest that's got a gun on it, looking for a reason to punch her in the fucking face. It's a real case of ACAB, isn't it? that you don't want anything to happen, but police are on fucking thin ice right now, and you almost want some excuse to delegitimize them in any context, because like, there's a thing coming up here that Minneapolis police are going to disband. Like the city's going to disband the Minneapolis police, whatever the fuck that means. You wonder if it could happen elsewhere as well. Here's one. I haven't read it yet, so let's get through this as quick as we can. From the ABC News, the federal government is ending the free childcare scheme next month. Here's what it means for parents. Sounds like it means that everything is just going to shit. The whole point of the scheme was to stop the childcare sector from collapsing due to lack of demand from parents. Meant the essential workers could continue going to work. And it seems like they're just getting rid of shit. Apparently, 86% of childcare services said that the scheme helped them stay open. 87% said it allowed them to care for essential workers. But we're in a fucking recession now already. You have to start paying for your own childcare again. It seems like the expectation is that because everyone's working from home, you can just look after your own kids. That, like, Australia has had a pretty good run on coronavirus. Fuck, it almost just feels like that. I always got angry at the term the lucky country, because of course there's a lot more that goes into, say, like the celebrated economic posterity that we've had over the last decade and a bit, that there are so many other forces in play that luck could barely be attributed to it. That even with this, because we're so isolated in terms of just geography, both from the rest of the world and from everyone, because it's such a large country in terms of land mass, per population, that we seem to be a bit too hasty to try and follow New Zealand's lead, who have been coronavirus free for a while now and are ready to go back to normal, and just try jump back into the swing of things to save fucking businesses. And I think that hastiness is what could result in our own second wave, which usually tends to be worse than the initial one. And it's shit like this ending of the childcare subsidy which is going to fuck it. All right, here's another one. This has been going through the news a fair bit, but I got this from happymag.tv. UK protesters topple controversial slave trader statue into harbour. So this is, let's get the name of this guy here. Now, Black Lives Matter protesters in Bristol have taken upon themselves to remove a controversial statue of 17th century slave trader Edward Colston, jettisoning it into a nearby harbour. Don't really know why you'd give a motherfucker like that a statue to start with, unless it's just because he had a lot of money back in the day. But yeah, they pulled it down, chucked it in the water, and they're starting to make people reassess things like the legacy of Winston Churchill, where, sure, he made a couple of nice speeches and directed things in terms of the war, but when he got re-elected back into office in the 50s, he did an absolutely fucking terrible job, and he didn't have a great... didn't manage India as well as he did World War II. And they like to gloss over that mostly being conservatives in the UK, because, yeah, he just said some funny stuff. And, yeah, I'm sure according to them, he single-handedly led the UK war effort. So it gives you something to think about. I just seen some quick shit about it. You can look it up yourself. It's not like it's hidden. Pretty straightforward. Here's the one from SBS that I mentioned. Minneapolis City Council votes to dismantle police after anger over George Floyd's death in custody. Death in custody. I guess he's technically in custody. It was 9 minutes under the boot of a police officer. That sounds like custody enough. So it's a veto-proof majority of Minneapolis City Council has pledged to dismantle city's police department, promised to create a new system of public safety. This will be very interesting. Very interesting to see what happens. There's been a lot of talk about defunding the police, about them being completely unnecessary. That it's a move in the right direction. It's just that everything's been set up around the idea of having police, and that of course, since you have the police, The classic, you know, thing of when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, that everything was pretty much assessed in that way. So will they be diverting that ridiculous amount of funding into more social programs? I'll try to skim the article here while I fill in the blank noise. Holy shit, it says here, last year, a black former Minneapolis police officer was sentenced to 12 years and 6 months in jail for the fatal shooting of Justine Damon. That was in Minneapolis as well? I remember hearing about that. Fuck. Yeah, no, it doesn't say here what they plan to do, but they're going to disband them. Because it's one of those things. Like, if you put in more social programs, say like improved education for migrant children, more mental health services, more public housing, not even really more women's safe houses, because that again is only trying to fix a problem instead of trying to cut it off at the source. But by putting more investment into those programs, that you prevent the need of police coming to intervene in issues later on. So is that what they're going to do? And is that how they're going to reduce the problems there? It's just, like I said, it's a problem. Is everything's at the moment has been structured around the need for the police. So how they go about resolving that will be worth keeping an eye on, because I feel like it's very possible that they will just fuck that up and then decide to reinstate the police with the tails in between their legs, and every right-wing fuckhead will feel more reinvigorated around their bootlicking worship of the state. Another one from SBS. Everyone who attended Black Lives Matter rallies should self-isolate for 2 weeks. This is what Australia's leading medical body is asking the thousands of people who attended Black Lives Matter rallies over the weekend. Even though there's been no actual cases of transmission associated with it, from what I've read in other articles, it's just people are worried. A big element of it is, since it was around Aboriginal deaths in custody, the Aboriginal community is more susceptible to transmission. Otherwise, I can't see anything directly linking it. I feel like this is more just another way of diminishing the impact of them and discouraging people from going to future demonstrations. Because if you heard about the bullshit that they pulled in Sydney, the same day that the protests were meant to be on, the council blocked it for being a mass gathering when they gave it the all clear to a fucking anti-5G demonstration. And then the appeal of that application to be allowed to go ahead only happened 15 minutes before it was scheduled to start. And now, all the organisers of the different demonstrations could be facing $1,600 fines for organising the demonstrations. That's each one of them. So, I don't know, there's probably something on fucking Facebook where we could find a GoFundMe thing. But this shit's fucked, that's the sort of shit they're trying to pull. Here's another interesting one, again from SBS. We won't get tired. Thousands converge on Trump Tower as US protests hit day 13. Yes, day 13. This is one of the big things that, you know, it's just been a bit of a perfect storm at the moment, that there's 30% unemployment over there in the States. No one has a job to go back to over, you know, on Monday. So you can just keep going out and keep demonstrating because you got nothing else to do. No one else is there to support you. It's not like you could get more, you have any chance of, you know, losing payments by protesting, because I think they only got the one payment there. They're getting nothing else, that you just might as well fucking get on it. But yeah, it says that the protesters have converged on Trump International Hotel and Tower, chanting, throw him out, we won't get tired. There seems to be barriers around. Things are relaxing a bit more, because, you know, the police got in early, beat everyone up, made themselves look bad, and realized that people just weren't going away. They didn't realize it because there's nothing else for anyone to do, and they're fucking sick of this shit, that you just couldn't beat them back into their homes. What's this one? Is a tweet from a Hannah Nanston. I don't know who she is, but it's just embedded here. It says, approximately 1,000 Christians walked by Trump Hotel and began singing "This Little Light of Mine" as they marched to the Trump, marched to the White House on the other day. This was being in D.C. Look, fuck. So people putting shit like this out as well. That, oh, look, even the Christians are protesting. It's like, I don't fucking care. You don't need some qualifier or something that makes it seem like your protest was surprising or unexpected. I don't give a fuck about your beliefs or your position on things before all of this. Over there in the States, they're sick of police killing people. They're sick of the state not supporting them. They're sick of everything falling to shit over there. You're either complacent with it, which is probably because you're in a position where it doesn't affect you, or you're absolutely apathetic. That you shouldn't need a reason to support what's going on over there. Let's see. Elmwood PD is completely shut down Times Square. Oh, isn't that a very sad picture? Empty streets with no one for the New York Police Department to run over. That was another thing. Did you hear that one of the police unions there doxed the mayor's daughter? Mayor Bill de Blasio, like, what a fucking loser. They dox his daughter, you know, giving out, like, her address and her age and her weight, and he's still trying to support him and be the conciliatory, who gives a shit, like, supportive motherfucker. Here's a tweet from him saying, "I hear you is not enough. Here's what I'm doing right now to make our city more just. Shift funding from NYPD to youth and social services. How much funding? Reform 50A, transparency and police discipline. More vendor enforcement out of NYPD. Bring community voices into senior level NYPD." Yeah. Similar to the Minneapolis article from before, the problem is that there's still going to be a fucking NYPD. So, this is, then just article goes into being a broader, look at what's going on there in the States, because they're protesting all 50 states over there. Like, so even, like, fucking Alaska and Hawaii are getting up in that shit. It's crazy, motherfucker. Right, last one today from The Age. La Trobe University staff vote yes to pay cuts to lessen jobs carnage. There was an article going around a little bit recently. The La Trobe University could go broke in a matter of weeks because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I then got an email from, I don't know, the guy that runs La Trobe or some shit, because I finished my degree there. Don't really regard myself as a student or anything of that place, saying that no, they weren't going broke, which is the exact thing you would say if you were going broke. And now, yeah, that everyone who's had a cushy bullshit university job is offering to take a pay cut to their already exorbitant salaries to just try and keep the place afloat so they don't need to go and find another job, because when you work at a university, that's it. You can't get a job anywhere else. So, look, I'm not looking into this too much further, because all our universities are just turned into degree factories. All they care about is getting international students, because they have to pay all that money up front. And now that things are falling to shit and the international students aren't allowed here, and these international students that are here are getting no support because they're not citizens, that the whole university model here in Australia is falling apart. And this is all these massive universities that make you bring your own devices and spend all this money on expensive, ridiculous, poorly thought out renovations to their campuses, more with an emphasis on just being able to cram more students in there rather than providing any form of quality education. And nor are they, with all the acquisitions that they do, restructuring their courses to be more, you know, trade and experience workplace based, because that's the only reason anyone goes to fucking university now, is that if you want a decent job, you need a degree and 3 years experience. That instead of engineering things more towards the jobs that people will be getting as a result of their degree, but they're still taking the academic mindset of thinking about everything from more of a philosophical context. So you go get your fucking degree because that's what job ads tell you to do, and then those degrees don't actually prepare you for the jobs that you're going to get. And then everyone wonders why everyone just out of university is fucking useless and doesn't know what they're doing, even though they're not being taught how to do any jobs, because university isn't about teaching you how to work, it's about teaching you how to think critically on things that don't fucking matter, because traditionally the model of university was you went there if you were too wealthy to need to have a job, so then you could just get paid to think all day. So that's it for this episode. I mean, it seems like things are still going to be fucked next week, so no promises on a more uplifting episode, but this is where things are, and it doesn't feel like we should be having fun right now. Everything's fucked and it's only getting worse, so at least this can be an audio way of recording that decline.